This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The penalty train rolls on.
What the f*** are we doing, man? Wake the f*** up! F***ing mental mistakes all day!
Way to finish the day. That's a great drive to finish it. I know it's a frustrating...
embarrassing performance by us.
I'm
embarrassing.
And listen, we'll address it. We'll address it, but at the same time, let's enjoy some wins
that. Again. We sucked today. Okay. That was embarrassing.
Okay.
We jumped off sides 8 times.
I know that.
You know, I understand that we won the game and we want to be happy that we win the game, but at the same time, when things aren't good enough, I'm not going to act like they were.
That is Joe Burrow. Little window into what he's like, which is they won a game on the road against Tennessee. His coach, they apparently had taken a bunch of penalties, very sloppy game. And this is from the quarterback documentary on Netflix. His coach, Zach Taylor, comes over to him to be like, hey, way to battle through it type of message. And Burrow is just laying into him. Like, no, we shouldn't accept that. And like, that was a terrible game. Like, treated almost like a loss. And there were two takeaways for me. One, I like that kind of stuff from these athletes and these competitors, because that is the stuff you don't get to see. That's the stuff you don't hear in the press conference. Because what will Burrow do? He'll go up in the press conference and he'll say they played well, and you know, he'll cover all that up. He won't tell you what he's really thinking, which is, I think we stunk today. Unless I'm wrong. Maybe Burrow said in that press conference, you know, something different. That was a window into what he's really like. And so I like that. But the other thing I thought about the Bengals is, if that's Joe Burrow's standard, not only getting wins, getting ugly wins, not being satisfactory, if that's how he is in a game like that, what is his attitude when he sees his team not putting in all the resources that it could be to winning the Super Bowl? Because it would strike me that if he's upset like that after his team doesn't perform well in a win, then when his team is kind of, you know, putting in a cheap effort to keeping some of their star players, I think he would, you know, tear up an office, maybe. And right now, Cincinnati, we talked a little bit about them last segment because Burrow and Warren Sharp's rankings is on the second tier. I might put him on the first tier. But he has a team that finally did pay Chase and Higgins, and they have some consequences for that. Like, the cap hit on Higgins is a lot higher than it really should be because they waited so long, and the way they structured it isn't the way like the Bills structure things, which is you get that cap hit really low right away and you spread the money out so you can get rid of it in a couple of years if it doesn't go well. The Bengals like paying all this money up front, like it's just very strange. Not only is their defense expected to be poor this year again, Football Insights put together a composite ranking, which is like a combination of PFF and FTN and Warren Sharp's site, Football Sharp Football Analysis. Put them all together for offensive line. Who's got the best offensive lines in the NFL? Who's got the worst? The Bills, if you're interested, according to this, have the sixth best offensive line in football. Only behind Minnesota, Detroit, Tampa, Denver, and Philadelphia. Second worst offensive line in football, according to this, the Bengals. Bad defense, terrible offensive line. And if they miss the playoffs again, or, you know, they just go out really quickly, or maybe they make the playoffs and it just doesn't look good. Burrow, I wonder how aggressive he would be with the owner or the general manager. We see right there, he's very willing to be that way with his head coach. But is he willing to be like that with anybody above that? Because he's got power, he's got leverage. He's got a contract, but he is the whole franchise right now. And he's on a team that does not take it as seriously as his peers. Lamar Jackson's Ravens, Josh Allen's Bills, and Patrick Mahomes' Chiefs. Those three all take this seriously. They put everything into it. They, whether it's the staffs or whether it's the cap dollars or whether it's total cash, the Bills have been near the top of the league in just total cash spent year after year after year. And it's trading for pieces and building good defenses. And all three, the Ravens are a little bit down on this right now. Actually, where are they in this ranking? But for offensive line play, the Bills and the Chiefs have done a very good job of building offensive lines around their guys until last year. I mean, Kansas City took a step back last season, but they had put in resources into it before. The Bills have done the best job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The trenches, the defense, the coaching staffs, like, they've taken it seriously, and Cincinnati just doesn't feel like it's the same. There's a lot of evidence that points to it's not. They're going through right now with two players on their defense, Trey Hendrickson and their first-round rookie, Shamar Stewart. Nothing. Are they going to be there? Are they going to be at camp? Are they going to be playing in the regular season? Just, it doesn't feel like a serious franchise. It feels like an unserious franchise that lucked into an awesome quarterback who is great, who is savvy, who is a leader, who might not stand for this type of stuff. But for now, I mean, he has, right? But he got his team to at least pay the two wide receivers. The Bengals right now, I still do, with all that being said, do consider them a real threat. Like a real threat, even if the defense is bad. Last year, watching that documentary and being reminded of some of the things that happened in their season, they missed the playoffs by one game. I saw a little of how on earth did a Joe Burrow team like that last year find a way to miss the playoffs? And the answer is not just that their defense was terrible. It's they got so close so many times to winning games and just felt a little bit short. Week one, that was the game in the first episode that I watched yesterday. The Bengals play the Patriots, and they're not playing well. It's a low-scoring game. It's a bad Patriots team. But Burrow throws a perfect pass to Mike Gesicki in the back of the end zone for a touchdown. Would have gave him the lead. And they call it a touchdown on the field. They go to review, and they see, oh, the ball just bobbled out of his hands as he hit the sideline. Didn't complete the process of the catch. That's incomplete. All right. They come back on the field. They're down. Let's run it back. Burrow, they're on maybe the 10. Burrow throws it to the backup tight end, Tanner Hudson, at like the 5. And he is running into the end zone to take the lead. They lose this game 16-10. He's running into the end zone. And just before he crosses the goal line, pop. Punched the ball. Ball out. Recovered by New England. And they take it back like 20 yards the other way. Not even a full yard away from walking into the end zone for the lead. And that's how they lose week one. If that guy, Hudson, is one step further ahead, they score a touchdown and they probably make the playoffs. Again, they missed by one game. They lose to the Ravens last year in overtime by a field goal. That's another one that could have gone easily the other direction. And then there's another Baltimore game a couple weeks later where they go for 2. At the end, it's 35-34, last play of the game. And what do? They don't kick the field goal to go to overtime. They just lost the Ravens in overtime. They go this time for, all right, let's go for 2. And they don't get it, and bang, they lose the game. They lost to the Chiefs on that stupid penalty at the end where Kansas City had 4th and long, game on the line, falls incomplete, refs throw a flag, first down Chiefs, they win it. That's 4 games right there that all easily, with like the littlest flip, could have gone the other direction, and that Bengals team with Joe Burrow, with a horrible defense, would have still made the playoffs. So, I don't think their defense got any better. I think their defense is still terrible. That's why I would pick the Bills to beat them. But I definitely look at them as a real threat because I think they got unlucky last year as much as their defense let them down. 803-0550 is the phone number. Lou DiBiase, Locked On Eagles, coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about Philadelphia, the Week 17 opponent of the Bills. Jump ahead a little bit on them. And then in a little bit, we'll get down to the Carolina matchup. Week 8, that'll be at 9 o'clock with Kyle Bailey, with the Panthers being, you know, a little bit of a sparky-looking team this year. A little bit of a comeback last year with Bryce Young. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off today. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.